guys remember Homestar?
Oh,
Runner?
Yes.
That light, shit was weird.
Light switch raves.
Yeah.
That was Strong Bad. It was, when he had his emails.
Yeah.
I remember there was one song he had. There's like, come on for ho, oh God. I said, come on for ho, oh gods. Everybody through the limit. Come on, it's through the limit. Everybody went for ho, oh gods. That song, there was a Bruno Mars song that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that had the same
beat. Had the same beat. And, like, Sierra came in the elevator and was humming it. And I was like, are you singing a Strong Bad song?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the Bruno Mars song anymore. It's like, I don't remember what it was. But that's exactly what it reminded
me of. I'm just remembering Tragdor.
Come on, for whole quads.
I don't remember the whole song, but it's like, Tragdor! He says that. So and it was weird. A dragon with, like, only one human arm, one human beefy arm.
Yes, I remember him.
What were they thinking?
I mean, they were having fun.
I guess so.
Is it still up there? Homestar?
I think so. I think it still exists. I think it went away for a little while and then it came back.
And then you click his little face. He's like, the email. Or he would like say different things.
I only liked that section of the site. I didn't like actual Homestar.
What was it?
He was like a little Homestar. He was like a little man with like a overbite and or underbite. And he was just a little like dummy who was like meh.
What did he do? I don't even remember.
He was
this.
Just like a little cartoon man who was kind of like.
I just remember the cartoon.
He was just kind of silly and was a goof, and so I didn't really care for him because I don't tend to.
He had little adventures.
You don't like the goofs.
No.
But do you like Goofy?
Do you like the Goofy movie?
I do love the Goofy movie very, very much. It's one of my favorite Disney movies.
Do you like Goofy Movie 2?
Actually, yes. It's really cute.
Oh, yeah,
cute.
Goofy Movie 2 is great.
Goofy Movie 2 is cute, even though it's just like...
You haven't seen it?
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I was about to stop the podcast. Oh, we were like, we gotta go watch that. Yeah.
Was it an extremely goofy movie?
Yeah, it was an extremely goofy movie, and Goofy decides to go to college because he loses his job with Max. And I was just like, that's kind of rude, Goofy. Like, even though now, I was like, you got to let Max live.
Yeah.
He needs to grow up. Like, you really, like, I get it. Go back to school, but you could have gone to, like, community college or something. You did not need to go to college.
You got
to
let him go.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if he loves something.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But then he hooked up with the librarian, and he got, like, I was just like, man, Goofy's a little player.
Dude,
he figured it out.
Goofy's got it.
He went to that disco, and it was like the librarian was there with her, like, afro, and was, like, doing it. I was like,
and he's
all
got
right.
those big ol' shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big. I got to rewatch that movie.
Have you guys seen
that
the Goofy meme about, like, Goofy fucks? Like, that's, like, the whole meme?
No.
Because he's the only Disney character proven to have, like, well, clearly you had a son.
Yeah.
So you have, he's fucked. He's like, that. Something happened. So they're like, of all the characters, it's like, yeah, Goofy gets laid.
That's true. Because even, the little ducklings, they're not his kids.
No, those are his nephews.
Damn.
Yeah.
So well, on that note, welcome back to We Stayed Late. Goofy fucks.
Yeah.
Goofy fucks.
Goofy fucks, yeah.
You know what? I tell you what, I went to Disneyland
recently.
Mm-hmm. And there's that Goofy ride. Have you guys been to the Goofy ride at California Adventure?
The roller coaster?
Yeah.
The tiny one?
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You feel like you're going to die every time you take a corner. You're like, oh, no.
It's that right amount of, like, it's a kid-sized roller coaster. It's not, like, one of the big ones. But it's a big, it's like fun enough for the parents who are going with their kids kind of thing. But it's also like that right at that brink of scary that if you were, like, 5 or 6, you'd be like, this is a nightmare. And as an adult, you're like, oh, this is scary, but I trust Disney for not killing me.
It's
you know?
I mean, it almost feels a little... Because it doesn't look as, like, secure as one of those big roller coasters. It feels like it's being held on with, like, little brackets onto
the
rug.
Well, the smaller the ride, the scarier it is, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's how I feel like it, too. Because you purposefully are taking these hard corners. Like, it's just literally, like, this. What am I doing with my
hands?
You're wiggling
up and down really fast, like a sine curve.
Is it the Mulholland Drive one? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, it's like Goofy's something flight.
It's like Goofy's Flight School.
Goofy's Flight, yeah.
It's,
Goofy's
like, right across from the pier. Right. So you have the pier and the thing, and then right across
it's
it.
That one is
terrifying.
Yeah, it's next to the new Coco section. They made that whole section for, like, Coco.
Oh, I haven't been there.
It's so good.
Open.
It's so good.
What does it have?
It's just, like, a little area where they have, like, you could go and make, like, wishes and stuff, like, and, like, write things out on paper and, like, leave it up. And, like, they have essentially, you know, in the movie how his family has like how do we call it? Afuera?
Ofrendas?
Yes.
Yeah. Ofrendas.
They have that and you could go see that, and then they have like little like vignettes of the movie. Yeah. So it's just like a space to walk through because it's next to the restaurants and stuff. So it's like more just like an environment. Yeah. But it's really well done. It's very pretty.
And they have the Lady Mariachis now there too. Yeah. They come around.
Really?
Yeah. And they go around and start.
I got to go back.
It's really good.
I miss having my pass. I didn't renew my pass because it got real expensive because Star Wars is coming.
Yeah. Really expensive.
Real expensive. And I'm just like, maybe I'll just get like one of the cheaper passes or something.
Even the cheaper pass.
But they're still expensive. And I'm like, but man, miss it.
It's $400 for the cheaper pass, which isn't bad. But you can't go in the summertime and you can't go on the weekends. You can only go Monday through Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. I was thinking of the pass that goes Monday through Friday because I have Fridays off. So I was like, okay, I have my day off. I could go. But it's still like,
and you gotta pay for parking.
A month. Yeah, and you have to pay for parking. I usually get the pass, not the highest
like
one.
$300? $400?
It's like a $20 parking.
But it's
$20 still.
Every day. You can't buy a parking pass. You have
if you have the, this is me going with my Disney nerd knowledge, the top two levels of Disney pass things, which is like the one where you can go whenever you want, which is like over $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the one right underneath it, which is $800 and something. That's the one I usually get because it was not $800 before. Yeah. It was more like $600. And I'm like, I go often enough to make that work. That one came with parking. So it's like, that's why that made it worth it. I'm like, oh.
Parking makes it worth it. Yeah.
Because if you go, because the idea is that if you go over, now it's like if you go over five times, but it used to be if you go four times a year, the pass pays for itself. And including with the parking. It was just like, okay, because that's four times a year. That's $100. Well, yeah, no, 80. But still, like, that's a good chunk of money. And you get discounts. You get like a 10% or 20% discount on stuff on those higher level passes.
But now
the lower ones, it's not really. You get like 10%, which is like
nothing.
Not even
just
really
taxes. Yeah. But and now it's like what's the you're always going to be behind because every time you pay for parking, it's $20.
It costs
like,
you
okay.
More.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now, you have to carp. It's like it's making you,
you
go
carpool.
You're carpool.
I didn't think about
and all that,
that
stuff, and which I would do too. I had friends who had like the lower passes, and like when we go, let me like use my card because it's free parking. They're like, oh, sweet, so we saved money.
Yeah,
but I would
go
by myself all the time.
Yeah, it would be so easy.
I mean,
like,
when
I
worked at Group
in.
9, like whenever we when it was still at Century City, when it was like, we're leaving early, guys. I'm going to Disneyland because it was like closer.
That would be so. Yeah, that's,
I used to do that. I was like, we're leaving at 1. Why go to Disney? Or I'm halfway here. Might as well.
The other ride that's really scary at Disneyland.
Yes.
Is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I love that ride.
Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
Have you guys been on it a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just go to hell.
I know.
Yeah, it's great. It's so, and like, it's all like black light.
I feel like everybody's cool with it. Everybody's fine. Oh, yeah, just we went through hell.
It's a lesson on drunk driving.
It is. It is a lesson on drunk driving.
If you drunk drive and you crash your car, you're going to go to hell. That's what that lesson was. It's like, okay.
It's just very, it's like,
I guess I'm surprised it's still like around. Like everyone's like, oh, this is the ride you go to hell.
The ride that scared me as a kid at Disney World, because Disney World has some of the same rides. Not all of them. I don't think Disney World had Mr. Toad, but they definitely have Snow White. And my memory, like, first memory of Disneyland is being terrified on Snow White because the witch, like, would turn around and pop out.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I have a vivid memory of a lot of yellow and then that witch coming out to the point, like, even as when I got older and I would watch the cartoon, I was like, nah, I don't like this cartoon, which is hard when it's like, this is the first Disney cartoon, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, I don't fuck with this. This terrifies me. And now I've gone on it now and I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's because it's Disneyland, but I'm like, this ride and my memory don't match.
I feel like the Disneyland ride's different than the Disney World ride because they have like, it looks newer to me. It feels newer to
me. I mean, they clean it and update it all the time. They always do like, because they update the characters to always look like how the characters look now.
Mm.
So like, I wouldn't be surprised since Wreck-It Ralph 2 came out, that all the Disney princesses are going to start kind of morphing into that style unless their own original styles, because they like that everybody's starting to look consistent, and that's better for marketing, that's better for toys. They finally broke the rule where like the characters in all the packaging, if you ever saw the Disney princesses in packaging, they don't look at each other. Nobody like looks at each other. They all exist in their own space. So the fact that like more recently they're like interacting with each other is huge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That was like a weird taboo of like the princesses do not intermingle. They do not talk to each other. And now they do.
Well, now they do because of Marvel, where it's like everyone wants crossovers.
Speaking of, they Disney buying Fox today.
Yeah. Crazy.
Big event, everybody. What's going to happen?
I don't
think it's a good idea.
I mean, no, it's too much. They have too much.
It feels like a monopoly, and it doesn't seem okay.
It's not fun.
They made it legal so that they had to let go of ESPN. And Fox News.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they had to let go of ESPN.
Yeah, so like they broke apart what they to make it legal. Uh-huh. They essentially Disney couldn't acquire all of Fox.
Right.
So like they had to break off stuff. So
well,
like
they don't want Fox News.
So they don't want. Yeah. So they were like, yeah, you guys could keep that. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So they don't have Fox News and they don't have any of the Fox Sports.
What about anything? What about the Fox Channel, the TV network?
The TV network,
because they have ABC already.
Yes, they do have that.
So they have two networks now.
They have Fox TV and they have ABC, and that's why they own Hulu now.
What?
Yeah. So what they're trying to do, what their plan is with their streaming
service. I didn't know they own Hulu.
Yeah, now they own Hulu. Because Hulu's ABC.
Hulu was like ABC, Fox, and NBC or something like that. It was like four networks, I think.
Yeah. And so now with the deal, they own Hulu.
Have a majority.
Like the majority.
The majority.
Majority of Hulu. And so rumors that they want to do when they open their streaming service is that the streaming service is going to be all like more like the movies and the family friendly stuff.
Yeah.
And then who's going to have all like the darker stuff?
Yeah, I'm down for that. That's fine.
I mean,
people are talking about the positive stuff like, oh, look, like Deadpool might be in like the MCU now and all this stuff because now like all that's together.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Which is cool. But also I'm like, couldn't you have done that like contractually?
Like they do with Spider-Man and Sony?
Could you like work on that way instead of just like owning all of
but
it?
But now they own all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like why Fantastic Four is coming back. X-Men's coming back. Yeah.
The thing is, I'm excited about that. I'm like, I want it.
I've always wanted it.
I want a good Fantastic Four. I want X-Men rebooted completely again.
A Marvel, yeah.
I want, you know, give me an X-Men like a Spidey. Oh my God, I'd be so excited.
Wolverine and Spidey?
Yeah, give me all of them. Give me all new. Fresh it up.
Who's the new Wolverine? Who do we think?
Ooh.
It's going to be Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That would be more comic accurate.
Did you guys hear that they tested Danny DeVito's voice for Detective Pikachu?
Yes, and they made a horrible mistake not picking him.
Didn't we do a story on that in SourceFed? Like that Danny DeVito was in the run for Detective Pikachu?
I think so.
I believe so, but they actually did test
it. It would have been amazing, and they made a horrible decision by not going with Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
There was like fan art of Daniel Radcliffe playing Wolverine.
I don't think he has
the right height.
Yes.
He has the right height. I think he's hairy, isn't he? Isn't Daniel Radcliffe hairy?
Yeah. He's Harry Potter, actually.
Yeah. If Daniel beefed up, I think he could do it. I mean, like, and that's just like you get a good trainer. I mean, because what's his name? Who's Wolverine now? What's his name?
Hugh Jackman
was not a big man when he got the Wolverine.
But he
role.
Has an he intensity was, to him.
He was a show like he was like a theater guy. He wasn't that guy.
Okay, but do you think Daniel Radcliffe can have that intensity?
I think
Wolverine?
So. I think so.
I don't know.
I think if you get beefed him up a little bit, and like, yeah.
I trust in the Radcliffe. I trust in him.
What about Weasley? Let's get him in the game.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Weasley looks like a stoner now, and it's real weird.
Oh, he owns an ice cream. Rupert Grint. He
owns an ice cream truck.
He owns an ice cream truck. He just did a video with BuzzFeed, I think, where he like sat in front of people, and they like pulled off their blindfolds, and he's just sitting in front of them.
What?
They're doing, oh, this is what it is. No, it was great. It was great. I'm a big fan of Rupert Grint. He went in and basically they brought these people in to do a staring contest. And they're like, we're going to take off both of your blindfolds. You guys have to stare at each other for as long as possible.
That sounds like a great idea.
And whoever wins the staring contest, like, you know, whatever, wins the video or whatever.
This also sounds like a SourceFed idea.
But when they take off the blindfolds,
it's him.
It's Rupert Grint. And everybody's like, the fuck, like just freaking out, but it's still staring.
Yeah,
still keeping the eye contact.
I would have blinked
it's
immediately because so I would have been like, oh my God, and then I was like, fuck, I lost.
that definitely happened.
You put any like relatively popular celebrity in front of me, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, and then oops. I don't win.
Yeah, that's a little, that's like cheating, I think.
It really is,
but the video wasn't actually about the No. Keeping eye contact. I mean, it was.
It was mostly, yeah.
But it was more the surprise.
Yeah. I like the idea of someone who does not recognize them and was just like, okay.
There was, I think there was one person, I remember, there was at least one person who took it off and just stared at him and didn't say anything. And it was so great.
Have you seen this thing? It was on Reddit about all the DC heroes, except for Ben Affleck.
Sorry, Ben.
Going to.
Thoughts and prayers out for Ben Affleck, everybody. Pour one out for Ben Affleck.
It's fine.
I didn't really care for him.
No, I don't care for him at all.
He was not a good choice for Bruce Wayne.
A lot of people like him
as Bruce Wayne. On the internet, I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, internet's going to, there's always going to be people who like stuff.
But they had Henry Cavill under the Superman poster, Jason Momoa under the Aquaman poster.
Who liked the best ones for?
I just wish I could find it. But it was just like nobody noticed that they were there, and they were under their big billboard in Times Square.
Oh.
And it was the Shazam guy and Gal Gadot under Wonder Woman.
It's really funny.
Shazam
awesome. Guy in my head, I'm like, oh, like your dude from your Flynn Rider.
Because
he's the voice of Flynn Rider, so I'm like, oh, it's Flynn Rider.
I knew him from Chuck.
Even though
I never saw the show.
I never saw the show.
Chuck
either.
Was good. Well, at least the first season anyway. I enjoyed it.
He was like a guy who accidentally became a spy, right?
Yes. He worked at not a Best Buy, but essentially a Best Buy.
Yeah. And got, what's it called?
And got.
Subtle.
I forget how, but he ended up getting into the spy program.
Yeah. He was watching something and it had.
All the information ended up in his brain.
All the information, ended up in his brain. It was like, that called? Subtle messaging.
Subliminal
messaging. That's what it is. It was
subliminal messaging.
And then he became a spy.
When I first moved out to LA, because that was Salon, the character who plays his sister, I saw her in a Ralph's.
Oh, really?
I was just like, oh, that just happens now.
Yeah.
I was like, I know this person.
Oh, yeah. I was like at a Whole Foods and I saw Adam Scott just getting like juice. And it looked like he just crawled out of like the couch and the bed.
Yeah,
I saw.
Right.
That's the picture. It has all four of them like underneath their
billboard.
That's
awesome.
That's so great.
Just a fun little thing.
I think I talked about this before, but I saw Michael Keegan Key.
That's awesome.
Cool.
In a CVS or a Rite Aid.
That's awesome.
And he was so nice. He just was like chatting it up with the people working there and then ran off. I was like, you're a cool dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's cool.
I was going to tell you something. Oh, the reason my heart immediately sank for Ben Affleck was not anything that Ben Affleck did, but it was the video where he's doing the press junket
for
Batman,
sad.
And he's just sad, and it does the "Hello, darkness, my old friend," and it just pushes in on him slow.
So good.
But that's all I think about when I think of Ben Affleck now.
Oh, Benny.
So
he should
good.
Just do directing. He's a good director.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Aren't most actors like, I want to like direct? And it's like,
Bradley Cooper fucking killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just do
Bradley
it.
Booper?
Wait, we...
I haven't seen
a Star. Is that the guy who plays... plays the
destruction of Smaug?
Yeah.
The desolation of Smaug?
Isn't that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, that's
Cumberbumble.
Yeah, crumbly bumbly bitch.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. I was going to ask you something.
Bradley Cooper directing.
Bradley Cooper, great directing job. No, there was something else I was going to talk about with a movie. It was directed by somebody. I don't know. Bradley Cooper did great. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
he did a really good job.
I didn't see A Star Is Born.
You don't want to
so
see
good.
It.
It's really sad.
It's not for you, Star.
No, it's not.
I know. It's not your kind of movie.
Here's the thing. Most Oscar movies.
100% not your kind of movie.
Most Oscar movies, not for me.
Yeah.
Like, all the top ones, I'm like, nope, haven't seen most of those except
for
Black Panther.
You know what it is for you?
Which
one? That I just started getting into. And then I'm going to say this is my inspiration.
Oh, yeah. Inspiration.
Doing inspiration.
Yes.
I saw that. I've been recommending that
so
for months.
Good. I know. I just wanted to jump on the wagon now. I'm like, guys, hold up.
What episode are you on?
I'm coming.
That sounds like something Hilda would say.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an adventurer.
Oh, David.
David.
Yeah, so I'm. Where am I? I think I'm on the last episode or two.
Sweet.
So she was at the part when she's in the woods in the cabin.
Okay.
And
yeah,
that's a good one.
No, Hilda feels like it belongs to Ruby's universe.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It's like oh, like that's
it's that same.
It's Ruby's universe, but like that's Norwegian.
Yeah,
like that's what's going on up there, and you're like, because everybody's like, for the most part, everyone's like fine with the magic.
Yes,
they're still like surprised,
right?
which in Ruby's world they wouldn't be surprised, but they're but once they see it, they're like, oh, okay, we've we accept this immediately.
It's funny. Yeah. I was looking up hidden folk, the hidden folk.
Oh yeah,
which are
yeah,
like
yeah.
The they're like elves mm-hmm. basically,
and fairies and all that
and
stuff.
Fairies and those that those folk, and the word that comes off of that is Hilda folk, and then
uh-oh.
From that comes Hilda.
Yeah.
And Hilda comes from magical beings. So she's basically named after
yeah.
these creatures that she encounters, which
wow.
is interesting.
That's really neat.
We've been using it to like just kind of put in the background of sleep, so we rewatch some old episodes.
Hilda, yeah.
And I went back to the very first one, and from the get-go, I was like, oh my God. There's the raven from
yeah.
the very beginning.
Oh yeah, from the beginning.
And then, and then you see her walking up the hill with the snow. And I'm like, oh my God, there's the weather spirit.
It's
oh my God.
It's based on a like, graphic novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting?
So they already had a plan.
They had a plan. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The line work in Hilda. I'm like that looks like the yes. pen I use for Ruby.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. I'm like that's like
me, I think
the
you,
same.
Told
like
me that. Yeah.
I did.
Pseudo
yeah.
rough line. I'm like son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That well okay. Well, whenever Ruby's animated, I'm like I guess they'll have to use a different pen.
We had a discussion about that because yeah. it is the exact same pen.
I was like.
No, that's great. That's great.
It gives you permission to be like, it's like a Hilda with a whatever. Da, da, da,
yeah,
da. It gives you a way in.
It makes me nervous because I'm like, oh, no, they're like, they'll be like, we already have that style.
It's nothing like that, though.
You're going to elevate it. You're going to elevate it to something else.
Take an elevator down. spoiler alert. Take an elevator down into the ocean. We're going to elevate
yep.
it down
yep,
into
yep,
the
yep.
ocean.
I've been loving.
You haven't read it yet.
Ooh, I'm binging it.
Right now, there's an elevator in the ocean. Just a okay. heads up as to where we are, where we've all landed.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me want to dive back in. I got to the part where they were in Santa Monica, and there's that new shop that opened.
Oh,
up.
Afro
yeah, yeah,
shop.
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
you're close. You're really close.
Yeah, yeah. I'm there. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop because I just like go through each page.
Yeah,
it's just been fun. The going through that whole sequence right now, because when you wrote that, Spencer, and I read it, I'm like, ooh, this is amazing. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to draw
it? Yeah, that was my question, was how were you going to draw all
oh,
this?
Yeah. You, like,
I have no idea.
I'm not going to say what it was, but like just the descriptions of what was going on, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's And I'll just sit there and I'm like, how am I going to, what perspective do I take? How many people do you want in this elevator? That I severely went
yes.
lower numbers because I was like, the way you wrote it, I was just like, all these people. I'm like, that's not happening.
Yeah,
I'm gonna,
too many people.
That's too many people. Because crowds are really
crowds
hard,
are hard
to draw.
Crowds are hard.
Just, yeah. But yeah, I was like, I'm gonna figure this out. I included essentials and one extra.
Yeah,
which has been actually slowly become my favorite character.
Yes.
So if at any point in the future. Please, like, write that character somewhere else,
yes,
even if they're just in the
God.
Background, please, because they were just super fun to draw.
Go read Ruby, because there's some crazy shit happening right now, and I want, I want you to see it.
And the
this
comments
is
and the and everything
madness.
Has been really good.
I know,
everybody's
the
been, like, really,
been really
excited.
Oh, good.
It's been fun. I was like, okay. And I have to stay up all night tonight to draw the next
page.
Oh,
no.
Great.
I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault for not, like, getting ahead, like, but it's just I get one day off a week and I'm just like, I want to go outside
yes,
instead of
I understand
sitting
that.
Inside and drawing, which
yeah.
I should be.
No, that's understandable, Star.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
not absurd.
No, it is absurd when you have all the stuff you want
to
do.
I know.
But you're allowed to have one day to like restart yourself. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
I lucked out and saw the super bloom before
oh, yeah,
it got
that's
shut
right.
down because
yeah.
everybody started going and they shut and they.
For those who don't know, what is that?
The super bloom. Okay, so since LA is a desert. And Southern California, for the most part, is always dry. When we do get rain, all of a sudden, and spring hits, all of a sudden, all the poppies, which is our, I found out, is our state flower.
It is our state
oh.
flower.
The orange
also
poppy.
Also used to make opioids.
Oh, that too, yeah. All the Wizard of Oz
Fun.
Scene.
Uh-oh, there's going to be a lot of opioids.
The Wizard
Lots
of
opioids.
Watch out. Opioid bloom.
The Wizard of Oz scene where they're like walking through the poppies.
Okay.
That's happening right now all over Southern California. And there was like an area, the Walker Canyon poppy fields
oh.
are in full bloom. So like the whole hillside is covered in these orange flowers. And a couple years ago when this happened before, people were like, oh my God, you got to go see it and go out. And so when it happened again this year, everyone's like, oh my God, it's happening again. make some time to go out. And so everybody made some time to go out.
And they shut it down?
They had to shut it down last weekend because over 50,000 people showed up.
Oh,
it was
my God.
bigger than Disneyland crowds, and they do not have the facilities. It's just a park. There was like four porta potties. Like, yeah, there's not enough.
It's like Firefest.
Yeah, and as a result, too many people, and like there's trails, but there's like trails where you could get like into the flowers as long as you stay like on the dirt stuff. Because that's what I did. I got scolded on Instagram a few times when people were like, "Don't step on the flowers." I'm like, the part that I was sitting in was literally already trampled to bits.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not gonna go off and trample a new area.
Yeah,
or actually go on steep hikes. There's so many flowers, and most of it's on places where people can't go unless you're an idiot. Like, it's a steep hill. Like, no.
Right.
So, but I think 50,000 people, I get it. Close it down. Because I could barely park when I went. And I went, like, week two. And I was like, oh, shit. I have to park, like, a mile away on, like, this just a one-lane road. And you could barely, like, do it.
The biggest thing that was happening to me about this whole bloom, I think it was happening coincidentally. I was walking to work. And I was at, like, you know, at the traffic. Like, whatever, you know, traffic light corner. What am I trying to say? Anyone know what I'm trying to say?
A street corner. A street corner.
Thank you. A street corner. Basic words.
I got you.
So I was at a street corner, right? Okay, I was at a street corner, and then I just saw a bunch of butterflies.
Oh, yeah. The migration.
I was like, what is going on? And it was just like a flock. I thought someone opened up a greenhouse or like a butterfly, like, or whatever, and let a bunch of butterflies out. But it was in, like, at the same time the super bloom was happening.
Yeah.
Like, all these butterflies just came out.
So I found out why that was happening, too, because I was like, I didn't like the butterflies. I think because they're bugs.
You don't like butterflies? I fell in love with butterflies after these butterfly explosions.
The word fly is in there. They're still bugs.
Why,
and when
so
you look
cute
at them,
but, when they flap the little
star,
their wings.
There's also the word butter, and that's one of my favorite things.
I love butter, but the fly part kind of ruins everything.
But butterflies are the perfect yin yang now. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you ever looked at them up close?
You got flies,
and that's life.
When you look at them up close, have you ever had one land on you, and then you saw it, and then you saw their little weird ass tongues that roll up?
I was trying to manifest them for them to come to my hand so I could hold them.
No, they're gross. They're gross.
You know what's interesting is that butterflies look scarier up close than they do far away.
Right.
And jumping spiders, those like weird jumping spiders, they look way cuter up close than they do from far away. Have you ever seen a jumping spider?
I can see that.
Zoomed
it's,
in.
Okay.
Hold on.
Pull it out.
You have to look it up. Yeah, here.
Is that the spider that little
they look so cute flapping
off
their wings?
Look at them. The reason why we had so many was because of the super, not just because of the super bloom, but again, because of the rain.
Yes.
All the rain caused all the flora in LA and Southern California to flourish. And suddenly there was a lot of food for the butterflies. So the butterflies were like, oh,
it's time to break out, baby.
We could like go up there for more food. There's more food up there. And so they all started coming up here. They're going to come up, they're going to breed, and then they're going to die in like 2 weeks, and then like their babies are going to be caterpillars everywhere, and then they're going to fly back down.
I wish butterflies lived longer.
Okay, this is definitely going to be subject to, because I'm looking at them now, I'm like, I could see how these would look terrifying, but they look adorable to me.
Oh, that's cute.
They look like,
they're like little Muppets.
That's very cute. What do they look like far away?
I'm not
I thought
that
they had
into
like
it.
Big legs. I thought they were big legs.
Have you seen that little animated? Like, have you seen the animated
cute
spider?
Yeah, that's a jumping spider.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
If you guys go on YouTube and look up animated 3D spider.
Yeah, I like that spider.
Oh, it's like
it's
the
really
kid
cute.
It's the kid.
It's
who
the
is,
kid doing the voice of
who's
the spider.
Doing the voice. Yeah,
I don't know what it's called. It's like something.
Oh yeah,
kid voice. Spider.
I'm gonna find it. Yeah, here it is. Lucas the spider.
Lucas the spider. Google that. That is actually adorable.
Yeah.
But the real spiders, not so much. I'm not a big fan. But if they're outdoors, I get it. That's their territory.
My name's Lucas. I have too many eyeballs. I look around with all the eyeballs. Wait. Oh, there it is. Okay, bye.
So good.
There it is. Yeah.
So good. Anyway, go watch it. It's better if you watch it than if you just listen to it.
I think
but it's
it
still
got
adorable
nominated for some type of award
it
as well.
Have. A Shorty? A Webby?
Some one of those. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, like one of the actual, like, the bigger animation awards.
Oh.
You know what we need to talk about?
What do we need to talk about, Spency?
We need to talk about
which
Captain
one?
Marvel.
Oh!
We need to talk about Captain Marvel. Oh,
yes!
We're not talking about Captain Marvel.
It's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, you liked it? I was worried. I didn't hear from you about after the movie came out. I was like, oh no. A part of me was like, oh no, Spencer didn't like the movie.
I would say, like, out of, like, it's not like the top MCU movie, but it was still really fun, and I really liked
it. So the criticism against Brie Larson that I heard was that she was too stoic and, like,
but no, that's made sense.
And I'm like, dude, she's a fucking fighter pilot. Yes. What do you want from her?
Yeah, I loved her in it.
She's a soldier.
I really liked her in this
movie. I thought
she
was really cool. I thought she was like, so like
she wasn't over the top like a Peter Quill or anybody else. You know what I mean?
Didn't she
was her
need
own.
To be. She was fucking cool.
She was her own thing, and I liked it. I wanted something different.
I loved her dynamic with Nick Fury when she was like poking him. Great. Also, I totally didn't register that how they made him look until afterward. Like, I knew when Coulson was on
they
the
did
screen.
Such a good job.
When Coulson was on the screen, Jackson. I was just like, oh, something looks weird about him. Yes. But even then, it didn't really click why, but I was like, oh, he looks a little weird. Oh, okay, whatever, watching the movie.
Yeah.
But never clicked with Nick Fury. And then afterward, I was just like, saw something about how they were de-aging them. And I was like, oh my God, they did de-age them. Oh my God, what a good job. Because I didn't, not one like moment of like, oh.
Yeah. I didn't have that moment either. I was like, oh, I guess he just looks, they fix his hair and then he looks good.
They
like,
did put a wig, a hair piece on him.
Right, which is
which
fine.
Makes sense.
You should.
Yeah.
That's how you do
it. It was great. When I started watching, I was like, man, this is like, I haven't had this yet because you have your space opera or whatever, space like Guardians of the Galaxy, but it didn't have like a techie, like Star Trek-y feel. And then when they came down to Earth, it was like, L.A. like noir. Like
I wish they had stayed in L.A. I wanted the 90s L.A. the whole time.
That was great. It was, I loved the clash of those two things. And you had like the little riffy guitar that was going. And then the whole moment I was like, I ride the train. That's the station I get off on. Mm-hmm. Like when she gets
isn't
off.
That weird?
I was like 7th and Metro.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's where I go. And then she was in the bar too. I was like, oh my God, that's in Burbank. That's literally like 6-7 minutes away. I go there.
It's so close.
I go to this little bar and it's like, that's, and I remember with them shutting it down and I thought, cause you know, like
they do that for a lot of movies around here anyway.
Yeah, like crazy. They did a show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend there. They did something else. I can't remember, but it's like, what a good idea to have like a Western bar in the city where a bunch of the studios are at. Cause you know, they're like, okay, let's not drive 20 miles. Let's just go down
just
the street to that bar and then we'll make it look right. You know what I mean? But sorry, I was just like, oh my God,
no,
I live here. I
it's
live here.
Awesome.
It was like one of those moments of like, I know where these things are.
Yeah.
You know? So it was very cool.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it was good.
It was
really
good. I liked it. It was definitely like listening to the soundtrack when I've been cleaning up the studio.
Like, I like all the Scrolls.
Yeah.
I thought they were neat.
Yes. I like the turn, the twist.
Somebody.
I like the twist too.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like it played it a little bit safe, and I think that's okay.
A little, it was all.
Well, it's an origin story. You can't really.
Yeah,
know,
it was
like,
all.
It was
kind of
already
safe.
Like taking a chance, but like we're in the 90s, and
yeah.
We're introducing this character that a lot like comic people know, but not like everybody else in MCU know. Like,
I
so
know
like you're not gonna
it.
Like,
I didn't, yeah, I didn't
go know. Too deep divey with it. Like, you're just gonna give it like here's a very simple story, you know, and that and like, but that's fine because. Apparently, the rumor is that like whatever the next phase after Endgame, like she's supposed to be kind of taking up the center mantle, like how Captain America's like the center mantle, like whatever the phase two is, it's like she's supposed to cut. So I'm like, oh, that makes sense because Captain America's first movie, I love that movie, but it's not like the best one out of that group either. But it's a good foundation.
It is
for like his character. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a really good foundation for Captain Marvel. I can't wait to see like.
And now
where
she's
it goes.
Like accepted. Who's like she understands who she is as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end, it's like okay, now that we got her, they like pretty much were like gaslighting her the whole time.
Yeah.
And like telling her who she is as a person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, "I'm this person. I don't give a fuck what you all are trying to say about me. I don't have to prove anything. I love that. It's like okay, fight me without your powers." I don't have to prove anything to you.
Also, I really want Jude Law to become the new Loki.
I didn't know Jude Law was in this movie.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
When it was, I was just like, oh, yeah, Jude Law. I was like, oh, yeah, Jude
Law.
Hey,
he's
Jude
good,
Law.
Yeah.
Why did I keep forgetting about you? You're a very attractive man.
He should come back.
And their chemistry was. I know.
Oh,
I don't
know.
With his, like, what?
It was his. It was his nanny.
Was
his nanny.
That,
but his nanny was not a. Like a. It wasn't like a kid. It was like. Just.
It was an adult.
An adult. It was
that was my first introduction to Jude Law as a child.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jude Law.
And so that's
Jude Law
me.
Cheated on his supermodel wife with the nanny who was taking care of his children.
Oh my God.
Jude
Law, not a good idea.
In the 90s, yeah, it happens. Not a good, probably, I mean, like, I don't know what their life is now, but at the time, not not a great thing, but in my head I'm like, well, at least everybody was consenting. It's not like there are worse stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, worse. So I'm like, ah, oh, that's just shitty.
Anyway, when he got punched in the face, I was like, yeah, get punched in the face. Yeah. Yeah.
But I like their chemistry a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to see him more in MCU stuff since we, quote unquote, don't have a Loki right now. Who knows what will happen.
It was so funny to see her like flying in the air, hitting, destroying the ships and everything.
Yeah, so cool.
And then coming back down and he's like, all right, let's go. I'm like, I heard somebody in the audience go, like laugh. It's like, are you kidding me?
I was really hoping for the Indiana Jones thing, and I was like, okay, good, you did it.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, very good, and I really enjoyed what's the cat's name?
Goose.
Goose.
Goose is great.
Oh, I just love that.
I was trying to figure out if Goose has like Goose is clearly very intelligent, but like, is it intelligent like it's a like creature intelligent, or is it intelligent like a rocket raccoon intelligent that just happened to can't talk?
I don't know.
Oh, and like it's not able to talk. Not,
like,
not
are
able
you
to speak,
are you more
has...
creature than, for the better term word, person, or are you like more person than creature? And I can't tell because he was very clearly just acting like a creature for the most part and acting instinctually. But I'm like, but you're smart. But also, you like scratched his eye. So I'm like,
they had him set up as like, okay, finally we're getting good representation of a cat out in the world. You know what I mean? He's cuddly, he's great. And then he scratches.
Well, cats do that too, though.
I know, but you know what? I the whole time, it was like, this is going great. And then it all gets undercut by this cat cutting.
I mean, not really, because that's what happens when you like play with a cat too much. They get overexcited.
Well, you know what? I didn't like it, but I get it. It's funny how we had like a fake out with his eye during the car crash.
Yeah, they kept hot tubbing time machining it, where you're like, oh, is he gonna?
Is it that?
What
is that?
No. Oh, okay. But you kind of knew it was gonna be the cat. Yeah, I guess. You can't just.
I got spoiled about the cat walking into the theater. Like, I just caught it by my eye. It was on the poster, like on the wall of the corner. I'm like, okay, there's a cat. All right, it's fine.
Oh, I thought you meant like what the cat was.
No. I just knew there was a cat in the movie.
I think if I
that's
ever
my
get,
spoiler level. So knowing a cat.
If I get another cat, I think I would probably name it Florkin because it works with my space theme.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a great cat name.
So, I loved how Samuel Jackson was so cute with it.
So we have to talk about something.
Okay.
It's a conspiracy theory about Captain Marvel. About the Marvel cinematic universe.
Sure.
So
we're not talking spoilers for Endgame, are we?
No.
Okay.
Conspiracy theory.
No, this is a theory that's been posited. I'm not coming up with it. Okay. Somebody else came up with it. But there's a scene in Captain Marvel where he says he cannot eat his sandwiches if they are what?
Oh, yeah, if they're cut
Diagonally?
Let's rewind.
Horizontally.
Diagonally, from corner to corner. Let's rewind to Avengers Age of Ultron. There is a moment in Avengers Age of Ultron where Nick Fury makes a sandwich and cuts his bread diagonally.
Wait, I thought, no, is it diagonal or?
It's diagonal.
Okay.
I have it pulled up.
Somebody said they pulled up that scene and it was the right, the correct way. I think it was, the Rockstars channel. They like pulled it up and they're like, oh no, he cut it the right way.
Wait, okay, so let's say that.
Or like that the video, original video was unclear of like which direction it was cut.
Let's say that he cuts it.
I'll watch it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say that he cuts
Let's say that he cuts it the way that he doesn't like to eat it, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're postulating? Is that the correct use
Positing?
Of that word?
Positing?
Positing?
I don't know.
I would say, okay.
Spencer's
if it's
watching the video
I'm watching
right
it right now.
If it is the wrong way, then my answer would be, since he lost his eye, he's been like, well, fuck it.
Okay. Or maybe he's an X-Men. No, I'm kidding.
I think that he could be a Skrull.
I mean, we can start playing that game. Like, who do you think has been a Skrull this whole time? Because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, my God, Char. I did not think about that.
Somebody's going to have been a Skrull this whole time.
You're saying that but when would he become a... When would a Skrull...
I mean, the Skrulls have been here, apparently.
Well, there's only been... Well, they all went to the... who knows? Because...
Well, because...
They left. They all left.
Well, here's the thing. Like, because
all the people who came died, except for that one... guy.
As far as we know, that's the thing. Like, at least with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we've had, like, in that show, there's been Asgardians who've been hanging out on Earth, just hanging, not doing shit. Like, so, and, like, they deal with like all the Kree blood and people. That's why you have Inhumans.
Uh-huh.
That's like people who have like of Kree. That was the whole deal with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was that at some the reason why there was more like quote unquote mutants, but they're not mutants.
Yeah.
They're Inhumans was because the Kree experimented on Earth ages ago.
Oh.
And certain humans, when exposed to Kree
blood,
essentially, it activates their Kree-ness.
Uh-huh.
And they have powers.
Interesting.
But it mixes weird because humans are weird. So yeah, like some people got like weird shit and other people got like cool powers.
Oh.
So that's what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was kind of about.
Yeah. I didn't get because they mentioned that in the movie. Like, I was like, who gave you your Kree blood? I did. And I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
And then like, in the trailer, they actually show it.
Yeah, yeah. If you give humans Kree blood, they get superpowers.
Okay.
That's why Agent Coulson's alive.
Oh, that's okay. Now I understand. Yeah, somebody was like, he got a blood and there was magic. And what?
He in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the reason he's back is because
I wish that they
had
just...
Kree. So like it's established that the Krees have been like around and on Earth and all that stuff for a while.
I just wish that they tied in that show with the cinematic universe more because I really
it
don't.
Is, if you watch it.
I know, but I.
It like, just doesn't go in reverse. Well, Captain Marvel's kind of like the first time you see it in reverse because it was just like when I saw that I was like, oh, like Agent Coulson. And like the fact that he's in that movie, I'm like, oh, that's nice. That, like it's tied together because he's that.
Yeah.
What happened to her is what happens to him. And that's why people are like, oh, Nick Fury must have gotten that idea of cutting that information from Captain Marvel.
Right.
That's thus bringing back Coulson.
So.
Because, yeah.
What are we saying? That he died in Winter Soldier and then came back as a Skrull?
Well, the thing is, we could have been Skrulls here the whole time. If Kree have been here, Skrulls could have been here, period. Okay. So, like, for all we know, like, one of our heroes, like, maybe Hawkeye's a Skrull. Who knows?
Well, yeah.
Like,
okay.
I watched the video. Happening? It appeared as though he was holding a diagonally cut piece of bread. And I looked on all of the sites that I could find for something disproving it.
Okay.
And I didn't see anything.
Okay.
So, I turn to you, Internet, the Internet on which we speak. If there is something that disproves it, please send it, because I would love to be disproven, because I don't want him to be a Skrull.
I don't want him to be a Skrull either.
I want him to be him.
Is that the theory? Is that he's a Skrull?
That's the theory, is that he is a Skrull because of that.
I don't think so, because story-wise, that's not satisfying, and like why?
It's a gimmick, and it's not satisfying.
Right?
You know, like it's not a good. There's no like a good like meat there for that.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. I feel like there would be other people who would be Skrulls.
On this topic of people not being who they,
Black Widow being a Skrull would make more sense.
Ah, interesting.
You know, like yeah, of course. Why are you here, lady who can just shoot guns amazingly? Yeah.
So on the topic of people not being who they say they are,
okay.
I want to talk about something we looked at, Luis.
Oh, no. That, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
mystery.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
And I also want to show the world something.
What a world.
So, just recently, a video was dropped on YouTube from the official Netflix channel.
Uh-huh.
It is an advertisement for You Versus Wild, the new Bear Grylls special.
I think I heard about this.
It's an interactive video. Oh, new thing. It's not really new. It's just an annotation that they added that you can click through. It's an old thing YouTube used to do that they took away.
They're doing the Black Mirror thing.
Yeah, they're doing Black Mirror. So anyways, it's an advertisement for the Netflix version, the Bear Grylls version of Bandersnatch, where you get to choose what Bear Grylls does.
Yes.
Anyway, YouTube put up a thing that's like you can choose whether to answer the call or decline the call from Bear Grylls.
Okay.
Right? So, if you choose to answer the call from Bear Grylls.
Yes. What happens?
Bear Grylls comes to speak with you about the adventure he wants to do.
Okay.
Just show her.
I'm gonna play. Can I do it like this? I'm gonna play it here so that people can hear it, but I'm gonna show you.
Okay.
Tell me if you see there's something wrong.
So glad you answered, because I really need your help. I'm about to embark on one of my most epic adventures, and this time you're going to be in charge. So get packing, get ready, because every jungle, desert, mountain that I'm in, every decision is your decision. You're going to dictate what I do. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go over the mountain? Do I go through the caves? Cross the river?
What?
Do I swim the river? You decide.
Okay, is the screen brightness up all the way?
Let me look. No, it's not.
Okay, do it again.
Okay, look specifically at his skin.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Look at this. I have to go back.
I mean, not it looked like bad quality. It looked like really like.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So that.
I was like, "Am I offended because it's tall screen? Why? Like, why did he shoot it on tall screen? So that honestly was the first thing. I was like, why is this on tall screen?
That is part of the clue.
Yeah, it is bad quality. Hey guys, it's Bear Grylls here. Compression.
I'm so glad you answered because I really need your help. I'm about to embark on one of my most epic adventures.
Oh, that's not his face.
This time you're gonna be in charge.
Yes.
So get packing. Get ready because every
that's like those Snapchat desert, filters where you put like somebody's face on
every
it.
Every decision is your decision. You're gonna dictate.
Why? Yeah, it's exactly. Right. You're exactly right. It's not his.
Mountain, do I go through the caves, cross the river?
Yeah, that's not his face.
You decide.
He's wearing a hat, and he's wearing a hat too.
What the fuck is happening?
That means they couldn't get him to do the promotion. He's off somewhere, and they use the technology to do like a deep fake.
Yeah,
that's what that looks like.
We've entered into a place where that's okay now.
Yeah, that doesn't scare me. I was like, all right, cool, that makes sense. You can't get the actor to do other thing right now, and you need to promote the show, so let's just
go. But then you could use that for like bad things. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah,
like
that's always
false
been the,
events.
Here's the deep fakes are already here, you guys. Like it's already a problem. Like it's already a problem.
I know, but it's about like
you just
know,
gotta
kind of
go.
Like,
but they did it so boldly.
It. Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, nothing's wrong.
It's not a big deal.
Nah, we're just not using Bear Grylls. It's some other dude who's impersonating
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
God knows where. He's probably off in the mountains.
But what? I don't know. That was shocking to me when I discovered
I was
it wasn't
too.
His face.
They probably recorded. That's probably his voice.
It sounded like an imitator, like somebody doing his
voice. I haven't heard his voice in a long time.
It
so
very
I don't
well
know.
Could be an imitator because it was like matched. Exactly.
I was like, oh man, this real grainy footage. I was like, oh, why is this
it's
tall screen?
On
I'm
purpose.
Like, oh, somebody literally put his face in the Snapchat filter. I was like, here we go.
Face swapped him.
They face swapped him.
But I don't know. I think that's kind of cool.
I got pushed back. I was appalled when I saw it.
I was too.
I don't know why.
I kind of like that it doesn't look good, though. Like, the thing is,
but
it would be bad.
But some people don't. I bet some people didn't notice it. You know, you didn't notice it when you first saw
it. Well, because it was low. I noticed. Okay. I was like, this looks weird, low res. Yeah. But I'm like, what am I looking for?
Yeah.
Right. It's purposefully low res because of the compression makes it harder to see.
But I mean, like, the deep fakes thing has been an issue for, like, what, a few years
now?
Oh,
yeah. No, it's definitely.
But it's never been instigated this way
because
a huge
of porn.
Level.
Because of porn. Yeah. Like, because they're, like, people making deep fakes of, like, porn actresses and stuff, and they're suing every time. Which, yes, do that. Please sue them because that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I was just like, when I saw that, like, I was like, oh, we're screwed. I was like, oh, they're just going to do that for everything. Every video we see is going to be like Russian
but
propaganda.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Literally not. They didn't hire Bear Grylls to do it. They just got some other actor and put Bear Grylls' face on top of it.
And no disclaimer about it. I don't know. I think
that feels weird to me. That feels wrong and weird.
I
and
just
I'm not
accepted
okay
the
it.
Chaos. I'm like, yeah,
no,
no man. Our
it's
universe
not okay.
Our universe is already fucked. This is what's gonna happen.
I'm not okay with it. It bothers me
I don't
a lot.
Like it.
I'm like, they just tell me that it's not real.
Reality can be whatever you want it to be.
If it was Black Mirror and they did that shit, fine, go for it. It's supposed to be a reality show.
Black
about...
Mirror is real, man. That's why I won't watch the show.
But
that's also why I won't watch Black Mirror.
But
I'm like,
I'm
don't
saying...
ruin technology for me. I'm embracing it.
But
I'm
what I'm saying is if Black Mirror deep faked some dude's head as their advertisement, I'd be like, oh, yeah,
but
that's right.
But we've been doing that already for so long.
Right.
When we get dead people to sell us products, I mean...
Well, yeah, that's just like CGing somebody. I'm talking about like we know that they're dead. We know that they're gone. This is like taking somebody's expectation that this is a person, that this is an actor or a performer that they know.
If they approved the ad, because obviously Bear Grylls approved this because it's his show and all that stuff.
He could have done that too, right? He could
unless
just...
sincerely, probably off in the middle of nowhere.
Why didn't he
probably
just film
out,
it
like,
on his phone?
Because probably off in the middle of nowhere with no Wi-Fi, and they needed to do a promo.
I don't
because that's
buy it.
What Bear Grylls does. He goes off in the middle of nowhere.
I don't buy it.
That's,
something's
it's,
weird.
It's weird. Something's gonna happen.
What if maybe it's part of the show? Maybe halfway through, it's gonna be like, "Who's this clone?" And then there's like a whole other.
It's just like a sci-fi
story.
Bear Grylls,
yeah,
show. Where like it's his clone.
And
what if it's an advertisement for Black Mirror?
Whoa!
Oh shit!
Yeah,
what if it's a new Black Mirror
it
show?
It could be. I mean,
oh my god! It's
okay,
like
if that's the case.
If that's
pretty cool.
I'm so in.
That's pretty cool.
I like how it swapped. There's just like, oh, you're tricking me for story reasons. Yes.
Well, okay.
I'm back
that's
on
okay. That's fine.
It will at least like
story reasons.
It will have an awareness to everybody. Will be like, everybody's been fooled by this thing, this deep fake that's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. If it turns out that it's
awareness.
A Black Mirror advertisement. I'm fucking
what
down.
What did the
if
comments
it's not,
say? What did the comments?
The comments are like, "What the fuck is wrong with his face?"
Somebody, yeah, that's a top comment.
Okay.
With, last time I saw it, it had 400 likes. I'm sure it's up to 1,000.
Don't be so sure. People are dumb. Let me find out. Let's answer the call from Bear Grylls, aka not Bear Grylls.
So okay. Weird. So
what if
weird.
It? Okay. What if the other way?
Comment. His face looks like someone face swapped with him on Snapchat. Yes. Yes, it does.
How many likes?
Okay, secondary question, though. What
damn
if
it.
What if that actually is him?
This looks like one of
them
deep fake videos, 557.
Yeah, that's
what if one. What if that actually is him and they decompress it to make it seem like a video call and
no,
they just did a
way.
Really
not him.
And they did a really no. bad job.
This one says, well, he faked a survival show, so it makes sense. Fucking burned. Okay.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
He didn't, I mean, yeah.
But, like,
it's a reality
yeah, it's
TV
reality,
show.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what you do out in the wild. Of course he's going to, like, on, like, day two, go to a hotel.
He
and
literally
chill.
Always yeah. says at the beginning of each episode how he over-exaggerates some parts in order to show more extreme ways to survive. Hey, you know what? Don't fucking put yourself in awful, awful, terrible danger just for TV. I'm down. You go to a hotel
yeah,
and just
yeah.
say this is how
yeah.
you would survive.
Your crew doesn't right. need to be surviving the wild.
Yes. But know, like, this steps over a line.
They're not being,
be honest.
The crew is not being paid to also this, book it across the woods and be like, we're going to eat like dead zebra
right.
too.
This is not about him surviving, though. This is like.
But this is a story. It's legitimately you're picking a story adventure.
Yeah, but he's but this but I assume during the show, and I've seen other advertisements for the show because I went and looked. It is him. It's
it
him,
is him.
It's him. But this video, particularly this advertisement, is a face swap, a Bear Grylls face.
What do you guys
like,
think?
So
what you guys...
bold that we don't that they think we're not gonna notice.
Our weasels. I want you guys' opinions on all of this. In the Slack or on
our
Twitter.
Our weasels.
Do you all care? Do you care as much as I do? Because, like, I'm fucking riled
I
up.
I feel like we have, like, all of the spectrum where I'm like, eh, it's fine. And then I think Luis is like, it's kind of disturbing. And then Spence's
nah,
just like, this is the worst.
This is the end. We've reached the end. This is the beginning of the end. Nobody's gonna, no actors are going to be in movies anymore. They're just going to give their faces over to people.
I mean,
people
like,
and,
we were all impressed with the young Nick Fury. This is not. Like, this is just a few steps
yeah,
off of that.
But they de-aged him. They didn't, like...
It was still him.
It's not
performing.
His... No, because that's not his face. That's not his face.
It's
period.
Still him performing.
Like,
it's still him
it's
performing,
his
though.
Yeah, they got his dots. They got the dots.
Yeah, that's what matters.
But that's
to
not...
me.
That's not his face at all. Like,
well, I'm fine with... I'm fine with that.
I am, too. If it's you performing and then they put your own face on top yes. of your face, go for it. But if you tell me that
if
that's
it's your
not...
face on top of your face, then it's okay.
Yeah,
it's when you stick your face because you know.
No,
like...
it's when you deceive. It's when you
deceive.
It's when you deceive and just give somebody your likeness to make money.
So how do you feel about stunt doubles?
See, that's totally fine because they're taking on a dangerous role so that the actor doesn't have to do it. Again, about safety. It's about safety. Bear Grylls faking the thing about safety, making sure nobody's getting hurt. Down for that. It's cause if it's because you're fucking lazy or you can't take 5 minutes out of your day, just record a video that says, "Hey, join
oh,
me."
Oh man, I wish we had video of this.
I know. It literally is just you facing the easiest thing to record.
I've never, I've literally never seen Spencer this heated before. It's amazing.
You have one time before,
probably. I don't remember.
What was the topic?
It was something we can't talk
about.
Oh, no,
the microphone is breaking. That's why. That's how.
It's something we can't talk about.
I don't remember.
But I've been remember it was one. It was
oh,
here in the
yes!
studio.
Yes. Oh.
That's
oh.
the only other time you've seen me get.
But that
angry.
Was like for real angry.
That was like for real.
That
I'm
was
not
actually
angry.
That
was
like.
Oh,
was
that?
Okay,
it was
yes.
like for real.
Yeah,
anger.
That was like real anger. I didn't want to see that ever again.
Yeah,
that
was scary.
Like, oh.
I didn't want to feel it ever again either.
Well, you don't have to worry about that person.
Yeah.
That person. Bye bye.
Goodbye. You're gone forever.
Oh my God! What it is? So what a de-inspiration!
It's a that is de-inspiration. I say to you, Bear Grylls.
I'm indifferent.
Don't try and trick me, Bear Grylls. I see you.
I know. You
I fucking see you.
The watch just end up being like like part of the story and you're gonna be like, God damn it, that
no,
was
if it's
great.
Part of the story, I'm so down. Like 100%
the same intensity.
Take my money.
It's the same intensity.
It's either super fucking cool and like the greatest thing Netflix has ever done, or it's complete bullshit and I hate every second of it. But context is everything.
Yes.
Context is everything. Anyway, that got me real riled up today. I was not happy about
that's
that.
That's so good.
I was so mad.
I missed you guys.
Is there anything else we should talk about, or should we just end with me angry?
Do we have questions?
I'm going to go look. I don't know. I've just been angry about Bear Grylls all day. My life's hard.
Bear Grylls.
Let me see. It's going to take me a minute, so we got to kill time.
You're
going to
take
it a
minute, going
to
eat a little.
Oh, you know what? You want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I saw Alita Battle Angel.
Ooh.
Anybody else see that?
No, I did not. I heard about it. Like, I heard it wasn't a full movie.
I've heard mixed. I've heard from people who like anime that it was like, it was fine. I've heard from people who don't like anime that they seem to like it more. But it's still along the lines of
was it not
was
a
fine.
Full movie?
No, it was fine. I mean, it was yeah, fine. It was. I enjoyed it, and as long as you think about it as an anime going in, it's just a giant anime.
But does it have an ending? Does it have a conclusion?
I mean, it has a conclusion as much as like all the Marvel movies have conclusions.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, you can.
So it was a good first episode.
It was the first episode of a TV show, but they're not gonna get a second. Yeah,
that's what movies are now.
It was a good pilot.
Wait, hold on. I think I got to see this movie now to make a real argument about it. I can't say anything. I got to see it first before I can argue.
There are many threats in the movie. By the end of the movie, one of the large threats has been vanquished.
What about the other threats?
Some of the other threats have also been vanquished, but one is left open.
Oh no. Okay. That's their Thanos.
It's their Thanos. Yeah. It honestly is not different from any other movie that's trying to be a tentpole movie. It is as flawed as any of those in that regard. If you've never watched anime or you don't know what is happening, if you aren't okay with things being weird and cheesy,
Louise and I are just chuckling because like you're struggling so hard with your mic right now.
I know you're like
the whole thing is falling apart.
You need
to falling off the table. The whole thing's bending my mic.
You're still trying to talk with the same intensity. You're like everything's
like dancing with this microphone. Okay, we need to get you like a stand or like that a floor stand or something.
No.
I want one of those microphones. I want just a regular microphone stand, and I want to stand up and talk like I'm a stand up comedian the whole time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Alita,
no, it was.
I mean, it was okay.
It was
fine.
Yeah. Like the world is so cool.
Okay. Cool.
The world building. It. You know, Valerian.
I was gonna ask you about Valerian.
I have not seen it, but I've also heard things.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in almost every way. And the only way it's not is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
It's beautiful.
It is world building wise one of the coolest movies.
Yeah.
But the actors open their mouths or literally do anything at all, and it falls apart.
Yeah.
Just 150%, and the whole movie's garbage. But the world is super cool. I felt similarly about Alita, but less garbage.
Okay,
it was
fair.
Fun and exciting and felt like the first episode of a TV show in a good way, not in like a, oh, I don't get the closure I'm looking for way, but like a, oh, I could see how this would continue on and become
would
a bigger series.
Would it be a better TV series than a movie?
The only reason I say no... is because they wouldn't... In a vacuum, yes. If they had all the money in the whole world to do it, it would be a better TV show than a movie. The problem is, in order to tell this story, James Cameron's been sitting on it for a very long time trying to figure out how to make this movie, and it's just now coming to fruition because they just now have the technology to be able to do it. But they wouldn't be able to do what they did to the scale that they did, at the level that they did, without it being a... huge $250-$350 whatever it is $1 million movie.
Honestly, it looks like I don't like we could have been doing this movie like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, right? When did Avatar come out?
So what's different about it?
Like, it looks like fine.
I just don't like her eyes, to be honest.
Well, the reason why they did that is because they wanted to replicate
the anime. Yeah, and no,
manga
which is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, but there's a reason why.
Also, there's a reason in the story why she has that.
I know. I just don't like the uncanny valley-ness of it. And so I'll just be like, nah, I'm okay.
What's crazy is
it's not supposed to be photorealistic, right?
No, it's supposed to look weird.
Weird, but I mean, there's a bunch of aliens too, and like mech people, and like all sorts of crazy shit. But the weird part is that for the first time in a movie like this, about, I don't know, a quarter of the way through, I lost the problem with the Uncanny Valley. It was fine. I didn't really care anymore. It did it in a way where I was like, oh, okay, it's leaning into the fact that it's weird, but her skin texture's so real, and like, there are moments where it took me out of it, but I just like forgot by the time we got a quarter of the way through it. Yeah, I was like, this is totally fine.
Image and bit of it that I saw, I'm like, I know why they do this. I'm familiar ish with the anime, so I get like why. I'm like I just don't want to see anime eyes in real life on like quote unquote real people. I'm like nah, I'm okay. they look real. It's just, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. This will be my like old lady thing, like, we know when we're all old and we have things to complain about.
It'll be
that. I'm like, I don't like those eyes. I don't like the big eyes on people.
the movie was one of the coolest world building pieces that have come out in a little bit, and the visual effects were absolutely insane.
Okay,
just like there are moments I saw one or two trailers, but there are moments in the movie where they revealed it, it's very comic booky. It leans really far into comic booky. In fact, there's a part. It's not really a spoiler. It's early on in the movie, but there is a figure who appears. And I say figure because sort of in all shadow when he appears. And he is covered in sort of a coat thing, so you can't see what he looks like. And his shoulders are like 5 feet wide, and his head is normal sized. And he's standing there like three or four heads above everybody.
So he kind of looks like Fisk in...
Yeah, he looks like Fisk in Spider-Verse. Yeah. No, like literally, he looks like a real life version of that. And then he takes off the coat and he's like a complete cyborg.
Okay.
And it's nuts. It's so crazy. Like, it takes off and you're just like, holy shit.
You say the movie's better than the trailers that were put out for
this? Okay. I think so. I mean, look, it's not a great movie.
Right.
But I had so much fun with it.
Watch it on Netflix situation?
That's a hard call for me. I would watch it in a movie theater because I feel like if you watch it on Netflix, you're not going to get the scale that the movie is designed to be on.
Well, I have a big TV. A-list.
You got a big TV?
Yeah, maybe. But if you have anything AMC Pass, you just have to go knowing that it's an anime and it's like there's a...
You're going to go see a cartoon.
Yes, you're going to go see a cartoon and it's going to be weird.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Okay.
And a little bit corny, but it was fun.
All right.
Then
that's very cool. I'm glad that it's doing well. Like, I was worried for it.
It's not doing well, unfortunately. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's probably not going to make its money
back. Overseas, probably.
It might make its money back overseas. I'm going to ask one question from here.
What's the question?
Let's just do, TK asked, what foods do you eat in a peculiar way? Do we have something that we eat in a peculiar way? Something
peculiar
you don't
way.
Eat the way that other people eat
foods? I eat Oreos in a weird way.
Okay, I have one.
The way I eat Oreos...
I'm just pointing at Star's camera, by the way. She's filming right now.
I'm vlogging a little bit. I take them apart.
Okay. That's not weird.
Standard.
I take the cookie that does not have the cream on it.
Yes.
And I scrape a little bit of the cream off the other one.
Okay.
Then I eat that. And then
you Dunkaroo Oreos.
Yeah, and then I take the other half of it, and then it has to be creamed down, and then I eat it.
Yeah, okay. That's weird. That's cool.
That's how I eat Oreos.
I like it.
I like it too.
I'm trying to think if there's something I eat weird.
I got one. I just thought of. I got criticized for this.
I'm sorry. Don't.
I might get criticized right now. Okay. Who knows?
I'm not gonna judge.
Wait. Well, how do you? What are you eating?
I had some mac and cheese.
Okay. How do you eat that wrong?
I put a little sugar on it.
What the fuck are you doing? No, just kidding.
Oh.
And it's delicious.
Wait,
chastised.
On the Kraft box.
What are you talking
about? What kind of mac and cheese?
Yeah, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Trader Joe's mac and cheese. We're talking about Kraft mac and cheese.
I went to a buffet.
but the mac and cheese tasted like a Kraft, like out of a box. So I was like, this is very bland.
So you were trying to spice it up.
It was very bland, and I was like, I don't want this. So I put a little sugar on it, and it's fucking good.
Wow.
I mean, buffet mac and cheese, you know what? Do whatever you want. You can put some
stuff. Yeah, at that point, you know what? Just
buffet.
Fuck, yeah, do whatever you want.
It was
bland. Like, if it's a
do whatever you want.
If not it's a buffet like a mac and cheese and you tell me you put like maple syrup on it, because like,
oh,
I'm like,
oh my God, that's a good idea.
Because I could see at a buffet, like, uh-huh. What's at a buffet? And like, I'm like, oh, like, I don't know why I like that maple syrup. Because like, there's weird shit at a buffet.
Yeah, they just have everything.
So you mix everything up because you're like, well, I'm here.
Like, yeah, the cheese was not prominent. It didn't have like a deep like.
So it probably
flavor.
Wasn't, and it probably wasn't like good cheese.
Yeah,
sugar's strange, but again, not buffet mac and cheese. It's fine.
So yeah, sugar mac cheese. Try it, everybody.
Mine isn't so weird, but I like. And I think you were with me when uh-huh. I recommended it. You might have been too, and I might have already talked about it, so forgive me if I have. Honey on my pizza.
Oh, yeah. I remember you doing
it. You guys really like putting sweet things on cheese.
I mean, think about brie.
That's the only thing I've ever, like, warm brie and honey and fruit. And
yeah.
That's, shout out to Kelly for introducing
shout
that to me.
Shout out to Kelly.
But that's the only
Kelly,
time
I haven't met you.
I know,
I feel like
you guys, honestly, yeah. You guys would be really good friends.
Kelly, let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
Friend me on whatever.
Do you go on Goodreads?
Oh, she's a Goodreads.
Every once in a while. Yeah. I'm not really a Goodreads reviewer much, but I'm on there.
Okay.
But friend me on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's probably the best place to do it, right?
Yeah. Okay. She's the one who introduced me to like brie and honey and like fruit that way. So I'm like, that's very specific. I can't say that word.
Specific?
Yes.
I'll say it for you. Do the sentence.
It's very
specific.
Yes. but like,
I got you.
But like sweet and cheese. I know it's not. It's common, but I'm also like, I don't put cheese on hamburgers because in my head I'm like cheese
what?
And beef. Because to me, cheese and beef are not. Don't like. I'm like, I don't like that combo together.
What? This honey business, where I forget what is there a specific type of pizza you put
okay,
it on?
Okay, let's talk about it.
Is it cheese or is it pepperonis?
So the ideal way you make this is that you get red sauce, mozzarella cheese, little bit of ricotta, just a little bit around the edges. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you do some pepperoni.
Classic.
Some sausage.
Classic.
And then you do you do peppers, like actual, like
banana peppers?
Like
bell peppers?
Called?
Jalapeno peppers?
Caprese peppers? Is that what they're called?
Caprese. Those little, like, those
the
little...
The little red ones. What are those called? I just point
just
at them
chilies?
And they put them on.
Are they just chilies?
Cherry tomatoes?
No, not cherry tomatoes. I'll look them up.
Caprese.
Is it...
Sun-dried tomatoes?
Okay,
peppers? I'm adjusting to the honey as a, like another.
Are you adjusting to the sugar on the mac and cheese?
Yeah, because it's like pineapples on pizza. People really like sweet stuff on cheese.
Calabrese? Calabrese. Calabrese. You can go look it up. You'll see they're little peppers. Calabrian chili peppers. You get those chopped up all over the pizza. Then you cook the pizza. You put it in the wood fire
I
oven.
I hope so.
Then you pull the pizza out and you drizzle hot, spicy honey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Where'd you get this spicy honey from?
Spicy honey.
Okay, that's
the
fine.
Ideal.
Wait, where are you
like
getting
people,
spicy honey? I don't think
like
I've ever had spicy honey.
You know, so there are two places you can get it in LA, and I don't know where you can get it elsewhere, but one of them is a sit-down, which I recommended to you. But
I bet it's the same type of honey that they put on wings. So it's like honey spicy wings.
The second place is Maud Pizza, M-O-D, not M-A-U-D-E, like our friend Maud right. Garrett, but rather Maud as in modification, Maud Pizza. You can go there and you can make your own pizza. And then at the end, you can ask them for, it's named after some dude, hot
it's a
honey.
Hot honey?
Yeah.
Hot Chuck.
Maybe Chuck's hot honey. I wouldn't doubt
you
it
like
if that's
star?
What it was.
Hot Jimmy.
Hot Jimmy.
Hot Paul.
None of those.
Hot
Paul's,
Carl.
Paul's hot honey.
Hot no, Timmy.
None
Timmy's
of those.
Hot honey.
Hot Gabriel.
Gabriel's hot honey.
None of those sound appetizing
angelic.
Whatsoever.
Hot Xavier's.
Xavier's hot honey.
You guys can't see the face. I'm just shaking my head in disgust, and it gets worse and worse.
No, it's very, very good, and everybody should try it. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But you
know
what?
That's like people who like barbecue pizza. I'm not a barbecue pizza eater.
I'm not really either, but
that makes sense.
It's a big
like
thing
sweet,
in California,
like
that barbecue
sweet,
chicken.
Pizza. Yeah, it's like the sweetness of that. With like, it makes sense, yeah. But it's not. You know, it's not.
Because I'm not like a huge honey fan. I'm not just like somebody who takes a
spoon
and
dips it.
It
just adds a little sweetness to all the salt that you just put on your pizza.
Yeah, it's just like, it does the thing. It's weird, but it does the thing that salt does for brownies for me.
So it enhances the salt.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of the salt enhancing the sweet like it does on brownies, the sweet enhances
the salt.
The salt of the pizza.
Because
that
of the contrast.
Sense.
You get
exactly.
the contrast.
Because of the contrast. Suddenly you
it
taste
adds
both.
Dimension.
Exactly.
Whoa.
It adds a whole new dimension. No, seriously, go try it. It's amazing.
Weird thing I do. Yeah. I'm a milk first for cereal.
Oh, yes. We talked about that. I don't know if it's on the podcast.
I don't like that, Star. Yeah. I don't like you doing that.
I know. People get really upset. I'm like, but I like to know exactly how much milk I'm having so I know what the ratio to cereal to milk is. If I don't know and I put too much cereal and then I pour the milk, I can't see how much milk I put.
No, you just pour the milk until it raises up to level with the cereal.
That's not a good enough visual for. I need to know exactly how much milk is happening.
But why?
I don't know. It's just the thing.
Huh.
Well, you're also, you know, you're like milk and you.
Also,
don't
you know, you know what though? I've also had when I used to do it the other way. The one time you pour bad milk on your cereal and all of a sudden your cereal is just ruined. It's like that too. Like if I pour the milk first, I could see if the milk is fine.
I'm always afraid. I feel like the cereal doesn't have a good sinking effect. You know, like you put it on top.
I don't need the sinking effect. I like that I just know. And I'm like, okay.
You don't mind a dry cereal? A little bit of dry.
I don't mind a little bit of dry. I also don't mind a little bit of like soggy cereal, depending on the cereal. But some cereals, I'm like, it's okay if this gets a little soft.
You put your tea bag after the hot tea? After you put the hot water?
Yes.
No. What? I was joking. You don't put the tea bag and then the hot water on top of the tea bag?
Depends, but lately I do my kettle because here's the thing. I used to be really blasphemous. I used to microwave my tea.
I remember that, yes.
And then I kept getting scolded and my mom got really upset.
What?
Because it was fast. I was like, oh, I'd put the hot water, put the tea bag, microwave it 2 minutes, come out, and it's already brewed. It was great.
Spencer's giving me a look.
Yeah, everybody's going to be real mad at me for that. And including my mom, when she visits, she went and bought me a hot kettle thing to do.
Good job, mom.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I do that now. But now
good
when
work.
I do that, I while the tea is getting prepped, I kind of prep the cup and I put the sugar in it. And so what I do before I put the tea bag in, I put the hot water so I know the sugar's melted. And then
I see.
Tea.
I see what you're doing.
Brew it for a little bit and then pour a little milk.
Okay, that's fine.
I want to read some of the responses from our Slack to this question. Because there are what foods you eat in a peculiar way.
Okay, good.
Jules Run says, I used to be anti-folding pizza, but then I got a really thin slice and there was just no other option.
That's how I convert it to folding pizza.
I prefer not folding, but some pizzas you just have to.
You got to. It's too thin. It's like paper.
I fold all of my pizza.
I usually fold most of the time.
Unless it's a deep dish, in which case you can't fold your
pizza. Well, I mean, like, if you get like a Pizza Hut pizza, you can't fold that. It's too small.
Pizza Hut Domino's?
They're like kind of too small. They're kind of like.
You can if you believe in yourself, you can. Marie says, I eat burritos and pizza with a fork. Pizza I've eaten with a fork before, like when
like
it's
that.
Super messy, but burritos, I can't.
I do the mall pizzas with a fork and knife.
You know, I've actually eaten burritos with a fork when they are covered in sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
those
aren't
those chimichangas?
No, it's just like a regular,
like a wet burrito.
Like a
wet burrito, okay.
They make it impossible for you to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then.
Yeah.
I tried anyway. It didn't go well.
Excuse me. I can't lift up my burrito? Is there something wrong?
No, I just lifted it up, and it was a bad decision. TK, who asked the question, said, I eat cookies in a bowl of milk like cereal.
That's
amazing.
That sounds like fucking genius. That sounds like a next level.
TK,
that's a
good
game
work.
Changer.
That's like somebody said, you know what? Cookie crust is a good idea. I wish they used real cookies.
Yeah.
And then they did it.
You mean like this?
amazing. And I'm doing that when I get home. Matt says, I bite into string cheese. And I say to that, no, no, no.
I do that.
No, no, no. And I say to you, Star, no, no, no.
I don't eat cheese like that often. And it's just like, it gets tiring pulling it. I'm like, why am I doing
this? It doesn't taste the same.
It
tastes different. I had this.
I do a little bit of both. I'm on the end.
Katie says, Kit Kats. I eat the chocolate off the two short ends, then the long ones, then the top. After that, I eat it layer by layer.
I'm trying to visualize.
Okay, say it again. What happened?
I eat the chocolate off the two short ends.
There's no what short ends? Ends?
They're both the same level, right?
No, there are short ends, you and then like there are long ends.
Oh, so she just trims the top off like a chipmunk.
You mean like a corn on the cob?
She eats the chocolate off the two short ends. So there are two ends. There are a Kit Kat is rectangular.
Yes, but a Kit Kat's also there's a, on a normal Kit Kat there's four. So when she says two ends,
she means the two. I think what she means, and correct us if we're wrong. Okay. But I think what she means is that if we're looking at the Kit Kat like it's my hand, right? And it is a rectangle.
Right.
My fingertips.
She eats her fingertips.
Are the short end, and then my the backside of you know the like okay. my wrist.
So she eats it like a circle.
Boom. Boom. No, two short ends. Boom. One short end. Boom. The other short end. Then.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, is she talking about these little like little edges on the thing? Like
I don't
these?
Believe so. I think it's the short end of the Kit Kats, but
it's
you can
where you get the most chocolate. The edge.
Wait,
the
is
ends.
There not chocolate dispersed evenly on these Kit Kats?
No.
No, they're layered with the wafers.
Yeah. Then the long ends. Then the top. Then she eats it layer by layer like a goddamn savage.
I'm just imagining it being eaten like a squirrel.
I'm a big fan of the way you eat Kit Kats. I just want to say.
Have you ever seen
it? It's the most savage way anybody's ever eaten a Kit Kat, and I'm here for it.
I'm like imagining this like a little, like a chipmunk eating it in like a circle, and then pulling it apart.
Yeah. I've opened up a Kit Kat diagram. I've seen the anatomy of a Kit Kat.
Let's describe it.
You're telling me that she eats this top layer here.
I used to do that as a kid. I used to break it apart.
That's what she's talking about? She'll eat that on the finger.
Yeah, she'll like, yeah.
Oh, lick it.
Well, I assume you could nom it off. Like, you could, like, do little bites.
You know, I don't know. We're going to have you post a video of you eating a Kit Kat.
You know what? No. I also propose next week we have Kit Kats and we all try this.
Okay.
That's a good idea. We'll have the video camera up and then we'll do it.
Why don't you send a video of you eating Kit Kats? That way we know the correct way and then we'll all try it.
And then we will try it, definitely.
Deddy on here says, I like to make PB&J where the breads are toasted only on one side and having the toasted side on the inside.
Whoa, I thought it was going to be on the bottom.
And me too.
Oh. Like
toasted on the inside.
Like a backwards bagel.
So it's soft on the, I love it. Soft on the outside, crunchy on the inside. It's like its own candy bar.
I like that.
That's a lot.
That's cool.
That might be my new favorite way.
I was thinking the other way around.
Me too. But I think that's
I would
great
try
way
that.
To do it.
I would try that.
Because you have the crunchy with the soft gel.
Yeah.
Things that have, Martin says, things that have obvious layers, I'll eat layer by layer to savor it longer. I'm proud of you for that, because that is great self-restraint.
Like a Kit Kat.
So you and you two might eat Kit Kats very similarly. When I eat a Reese's, I'll eat the whole outside, all the ridgy bits.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I used to do that.
I eat
as
the whole
kid.
Outside, and then I eat the inside. And the inside's like a little treasure.
Yeah, I used to do that and
it's
eat
all
that
the chocolate.
In a circle.
And then
I would eat those in a circle.
What?
Oh, guys, I just had Rice Krispie Treats. Not like the store-bought ones, but like homemade ones the first time again.
The homemade ones are so much better.
Oh, my God. So easy to make. It's dangerous. Marie also says, I used to put ketchup on my Kraft mac and cheese. I don't anymore because I don't eat Kraft mac and cheese. I make mac and cheese from scratch. Hell yeah.
Yeah, add a little sugar to
that's
that.
That's fair. You know what it is? Here's the thing. What's interesting is that ketchup is mostly sugar.
Yeah.
See, there you go. And vinegar.
And vinegar. It's just sugar and vinegar, so that makes sense.
But is it tomato?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yes, it's tomato, sugar, and vinegar. That's really
beautiful.
I thought that's what it was, yeah. But when you said it was mostly sugar and vinegar, I was like, have I been thinking about ketchup wrong my whole life?
Also,
is it not tomatoes?
Also tomatoes.
Okay, good. Good to know I'm not.
But like,
absolutely insane.
What if it wasn't?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what you just did to me.
It's like figuring out what mayonnaise is for the first time, and you're like, wait, what is it?
I mean, what is it, though, actually?
It's
eggs, right?
It's eggs and oil.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
That's really all it is. It's eggs and oil. That's a vinegar. Or a mayonnaise. And also aiolis. They just made mayonnaise sound fancy.
Yeah.
Aioli is just mayonnaise that they make fancy.
Chipotle aioli on a breakfast burrito. Don't at me. We're done. It's an hour 17.
You got an hour 17.
hour 18.
Oh, hour 18, baby.
Goodbye. I love you.
We're out of here. Everybody.
Oh, you can find me at Spencer Stark.
You can find me on Twitter at StarlineX.
Louis 12.
Goodbye. I love you. Goodbye.
We love you, everybody.
What should we do? Should we clap?
Read Ruby Whipple.
Read Ruby Whipple.
Ruby with an I, everybody.
Ruby with an I.
We out.
Everybody clap.
Okay.
Just kidding. kidding. I don't care.
Don't hurt me.
You're so
I'm coming
hyper.
For you, Bear Grylls. I'm
You're
coming
so
for you.
You're so hyper today. Holy shit.